Together, Spanish guitarist Domingo de Grazia and violinist Beth Daunis create a sound that remains distinctly Southwestern, even as they embrace influences from around the world. Although they play together in a full-size group and a big band, their new CD release, The Bluest Sky, focuses on the intimate sound they create as a duo. They visited our studios to record some tunes, and Luis Carrion talked with Domingo and Beth about how they got started.
I started playing the violin at the age of 4. My first violin was a macaroni and cheese box with a ruler taped to the end of it. I studied classical music up through high school and college, but really started branching into the realm of improvisation when I was in high school. So after years of traveling across the country and wandering somewhat aimlessly, I found my way down to Tucson and was blessed to start working with Domingo, this phenomenal Spanish guitar player.
I have been exposed to music all of my life. I grew up in a family of musicians, so it's been something that's just with me. I started out playing piano, moved on to bass guitar and rock bands, and then on to Spanish guitar. There are some songs that I write that aren't in the Spanish guitar genre or realm, and when I met Beth, it was the perfect combination of violin with those songs that didn't quite fit in Spanish guitar, and that's the new The Bluest Sky CD.
What can you tell me about the first piece that you played? I could hear a little bit of a Celtic influence coming through there. Is that correct?
It is. The piece is called Follow, and that was one of the first pieces that we created together based on some themes that Domingo had been working with for quite some time. Each piece that we play has its own unique quality that we seem to channel, I guess. I don't really have much of a Celtic background per se, but there's something about the violin and guitar sound that lends itself to that very wistful, nostalgic sound of Celtic pieces.
I'm curious as to what sort of a process takes place when you guys are putting together a tune like this.
Usually I write some kind of a rhythm. My background is heavily in the rhythm guitar part, so I tend to write a rhythm or a structure for a song, and then I just hand it off to Beth, and we work out an arrangement, and she puts down the melodies to it. That's usually how the songs kind of derive. It's one singular idea that's based on a rhythmic component, and the song just builds from there.
Tell me about the second tune that you're about to play. It's got a very different feel from the one that we've already heard.
We wrote two songs right about the same time. The first one was a song that I wrote and I played a melody to, but then Beth and I began working kind of on the same idea, and we came up with the song Sisters, which Beth has a full melody to, and we couldn't bring ourselves to throw out one of the songs because you can't really have two that are paired so closely together. But the song's got such a great flavor and a great tone. And for me, I get to use a lot of right-hand playing and strumming technique, which it gives the song a nice kind of bouncy punch and flavor.
I absolutely love performing Sisters. I'm really addicted to the melody. It lends itself to this expression of family, which is very important to both Domingo and me. I myself have two sisters, and it seemed like a very natural title for the song once we were trying to decide what to do with this particular number.
Now, I'm curious as to what the de Grazia legacy means to the music that you're performing.
Well, I am the youngest son of the artist Ted de Grazia. So there's somewhat of a family tradition for music and artistry. Music for me is really strongly tied to the Southwest. What I've realized in my own playing is that I am at heart a Spanish guitar player. It's what I know, that's the chord progressions that I love, that's the flavor and the feel, that's just kind of what I am. So I think it kind of carries on what my dad started as a kind of a Southwest feel and tradition for music and imagery.
Growing up in Massachusetts myself and never seeing any mountains that were higher than 400 feet, this desert has meant so much to the evolution of my soul. And I remember being 9 years old in Massachusetts and wanting to move to Tucson. I wanted to come here and ride horses at the dude ranches in town, and there was something about this area that just intrinsically called me. So it was very auspicious that a couple years ago I managed to find myself here and began making music with a phenomenal Spanish guitar player. It's a real honor for me to be able to perform with Domingo under the DeGrazia name. I think Domingo's father, Ted, was such a person, such a great character, and left such an amazing legacy that it shows me what the human potential really is. And it's very inspirational, you know, all those days that I have where I just don't feel like practicing or don't feel inspired about life, when I can remember what one person can really do with their lifetime. It motivates me to practice and to play and to keep the music going even when there's not much going on.
Domingo DeGrazia and Beth Daunis are holding an outdoor concert to celebrate their new album on Saturday, April 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun. We have a link for more information and more music on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org. The DeGrazia Gallery is an underwriter of Arizona Public Media.